You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilly, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. Kyle Quinn, of course, behind the glass. A lot to do on a big, big Wednesday show. Elliot Shore Parks joins us 1 hour from now. We will have our lunch hour with Jason Avant. Very excited to see what he saw when he watched the game and rewatched the film from Monday Night Football. We'll talk through everything. We're on high alert if the Phillies make another move. We know Schwarber's back. Maybe JT Realmuto is coming up next. We'll get to Hugh's holiday stocking. A lot to discuss. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. How's everybody doing? Hey, fellas. Hang in there, man. I know it's the holidays and, you know, your pockets are getting assaulted.
Oh, yeah.
Right now. Hang in there, fellas. We January soon come. We just got to get through these next couple of weeks, but we'll be all right.
Yeah, listen, it is. It's a great time of the year. It's usually, and look, at sometimes with the Eagles, it's a wonderful time of the year, right? Because we're barreling towards the playoffs and all things are good. And
yeah, but it's a lot going on. Like I'm strictly speaking for the fellas today because it's a lot going on. You know, we got the holidays coming up. The Eagles aren't playing well. And, you know, those, you know, I just want to let you know this too, Joe, because you have young kids. They never fully leave. I just want you to know that.
Oh, like they grow up, but they don't leave.
They're always going to ask for money. Like money's always going to be at the forefront of the conversation. Yeah. So just remember that. And like I said again, fellas, hang in there.
Is this you going through your emotions through us?
Well, yeah, yeah, a little bit of that.
I felt that.
You know, I mean, because, you know, it's like, I was talking to a friend of mine last night. I got my kids are grown and, you know, they have bills that they have to pay.
Sure.
And every now and then, you know, dad is asked for assistance, you know. And you know what's funny as a father with children, when they say when they hit you with I'm grown, you know, I'm a grown ass woman or a man
but
or whatever.
But then the other
case,
sense
women, and then there's the other sense, it's like, but you asking for money, so how grown are you?
Kind of grown.
So, yeah, I'm just saying, hey, Pop's hanging there. Dad's hanging there, man. It's all right. It's going to be all right.
We'll get through it together. And you know what? It's going to be all right for the Philadelphia Eagles. Of course, if they get this thing together.
We're going to make it, man.
We're going to make it, and hopefully their offense is going to make it, and that might require some tough decisions. All right, 215-592-9494. Yesterday was the day to let it out, right? We let it out, the emotions.
Crying and whatnot.
Crying, yelling.
Mean and hurtful,
all that stuff. I mean, that's the day after a bad Eagles game. We do that with each other, to each other. It's all, now that's all water under the bridge. But now that we've had, you know, 24 hours to kind of let this marinate, it's time to talk about now what, right? And how the Eagles handle the rest
now
of this.
Now what?
Now what? And yesterday I sat here and I said the Eagles have a quarterback problem. And they do. Now, sometimes quarterback.
You said it was strong.
Well, that. They do. Now, sometimes quarterback problems can be fixed, right? You alluded to the idea yesterday, and I think a lot of people did. And the hope clearly is that this is just a slump for Jalen Hurts, right? He gets out of this.
Bump in the road,
bump
Joe.
Bump in the road on a long, historic career. I hope that's the case. I don't know that's the case, but I hope it's the case. But I also have to think about the rest of this Eagles season, and I have to think about the rest of the team and where this thing is going. So I will say it this way to you guys. If I'm the Eagles, I would start Jalen Hurts on Sunday against the Las Vegas Raiders. Mm-hmm. He's the quarterback on Sunday. You used the word yesterday, earned. I do think he's earned the right to start the game on Sunday. He's been the quarterback here for years. They've won a lot. He had a horrific game. He's off a bad month. But yeah, he gets to start the game on Sunday. But that's the end of where I go with earn, deserve, and all those kind of words. As this season progresses, it is on the table for me that I would pull the plug. If he keeps playing the way he has the last month, and let's be clear, over the last five games, this is a bottom five quarterback in the NFL. That's the way he's playing compared to all the other quarterbacks. So if he doesn't pick it up and the offense continues to struggle and he looks like he did on Monday, I have to pull the plug, and I have to do it for a few reasons. Number one, I owe it to the other 52 guys. They're still playing their asses off, especially that defense. I can't let the season just go down the drain because of one player. And I would say that about any position. So I owe it to the other guys. Hugh, I think back to 2018. The Eagles were struggling coming off a Super Bowl victory. They were 5-6. Now, they spun it to us that Carson Wentz had a stress fracture in his back and they were sitting him down. Whatever. You can believe what you want to believe. They put Nick Foles back in and they went on a run. And that's in my head that, like, with better quarterback play, this team could be way better right now than they are. And I know there's a lot of stuff. I'm sure you're going to bring up a lot of this. Like, what happens then, right? Like, the ramifications to benching Jalen Hurts. I understand.
They're huge.
They're huge. But I just want to bring this to the table because, for me, this is the only thing that matters. If the Eagles don't know he's their quarterback next year, then I don't think the ramifications are as strong as some might. And my point on that is, if they have decided right now, we have to go look for another quarterback, then I don't care about the other ramifications. I'm just focusing on this year. Now, if they believe he's their quarterback for the next 5 years, no matter what, then all right, then it's way harder to bench him. But where I sit, I think the Eagles are doubting his future. And if you're already doubting the future, then the present becomes more important to me. Hugh, where are you at on this? If Jalen continues to struggle, again, I would start him Sunday against the Raiders, but if he continues to play like this, it's on the table. I would sit him down before the season is over. Where do you come down?
We got four games left in the season, correct?
Yep.
Jalen has had by far his worst game in the NFL as a starting quarterback. I said it yesterday, and I'll say it again, and it's probably going to make people upset. As bad as that offense looked, they did some good things yesterday. The other day, I should say. And Cam Jurgens felt and echoed the same sentiments. Like, this is where it's hard for people to see. And I'm not trying to ask anybody to understand it because I know it's impossible to do. Because you can't unsee five turnovers.
Ooh, no.
You can't unsee that.
It hurt.
But this offense did some good things the other day. They really did. And I think that they did it with Jalen. Jalen needs to clean up some things. But this is the learning process in football. And another thing, if you decide at some point during this season to sit Jalen down, you can never go back to Jalen. Jalen's gone. Jalen's not going to be the Eagles quarterback ever again if you decide to do that. That is the ramifications of sitting him down. You don't recover. You don't put that genie back in the box.
Well, all right. So I generally think you're right, but don't we have a couple examples? I mean, Donovan was sat. Kevin Cobb came in. They went back to Donovan.
This
they went
different.
To the title game. One more. Jalen Hurts was sat in college and came back to help Alabama win a national title.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, so, but I mean, his personality has told us in the past, at least. Now, I know he's older now and different, a different stage of life, but he did this once, right? He got sat down in a big moment. He took it like a man. And then eventually his number was called again, and he did help that team.
Yeah, and I know that Donovan was an example, but Donovan, it was a different situation. Donovan wasn't coming off of Super Bowl MVP.
He was not.
He was not coming off Super Bowl MVP, and I don't think any of the mother cats that you talk about were either. And, you know, being the face of the franchise and handling the adversity the way that he's handled it in his career, I just feel like now Jalen's in a rarefied situation where I just think back to when D-Gun said he has the team over a barrel.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that, you know, this is a situation where if you bench him for Tanner McKee, and I've said this, Joe, I think that there's probably going to be a scenario where Tanner McKee comes in and he lights a fire into the team. That's it for Jalen. You're not coming back to Jalen. That's it. It's not going to happen. And I don't think Jalen and his team are going to be okay with that. This is different now when you're talking – and we're talking about money. We're talking about $50 million on the bench.
Yeah.
You're not doing it.
Well, I think you can. And I think the team – when you were saying all that, you said, you know, the Super Bowl MVP, and you said Jalen's team and Jalen's – I thought of something, Hugh, and this was brought up 6-7 years ago. When an article was written about Carson Wentz and Nick Foles, one of the quotes from a player, and it was off the record, so the player's name wasn't on it, but one of the quotes in the article was, "We're not the Philadelphia Carsons, we're the Philadelphia Eagles. They're not the Philadelphia Jalens." You said face the franchise, said Super Bowl MVP. That's all great. That's a moment in time. They're the Philadelphia Eagles. So it's like they got to think what's best for the Eagles. And if he keeps playing like this, like how does Sirianni look the team in the face? Let's just play it out. I don't think this is going to happen. But Sunday, he loses the game against the Raiders. Mm-hmm. He plays that bad again. How does he look his team in the face and leave him on the field?
See, Joe, the unfortunate thing about the position that Jalen's in now,
mm-hmm.
is that He's on the radar now. He's under the microscope.
Mm-hmm.
He's been under it, but more so now than any other time. So if that happens, say if that scenario happens, regardless to what the real problem is, it's going to be blamed on him.
Like
I've been saying for the last couple of days, yes, Jalen had 5 turnovers. But when you look at that game, if you look at that game, there were some missed opportunities, not only by him, but by other people as well. There were some questionable play calls.
I know, but he's supposed to be the most important player.
But again, and I'm not trying to absolve him from his part
right.
in this.
Right.
But because of the 5 turnovers, that's all anybody can see.
What?
So going into this next game, say if Jalen goes out there and he plays subpar, I don't think he's going to have 5 turnovers ever again in life. I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, I would hope. You're right. And
I don't think the way that game played out, that's not going to happen again.
I would guess the same. But
if he goes out there and say, for instance, he gives an effort that he's given in a win like in previous games, it's not going to be good enough.
No.
For some individual.
Well, I go back to this. Don't they owe it to the rest of the team to put the best quarterback out there? And I'll say it like this. For all these years, no matter what the scenario is, right? Jalen has had some ups, he's had some downs, more ups than downs. He's been a good quarterback
mm-hmm.
for years here. There's not been many times in his career since he took over as the starting quarterback, which ironically, 5 years ago yesterday, Doug Peterson named him the starting quarterback, which might be the most ironic thing considering this is the conversation this week. There really haven't been many times where anyone could sit there with a straight face and say, "I'm not sure he's the best option anymore. I'm not sure he's the best option anymore. I'm not sure. I don't know. I haven't seen enough of Tanner McKee. None of us have can't say definitively Tanner McKee's better. I don't know that. Well, if we saw it, then we'd have more of a sample. But when Jalen got the job, I believed he was a better option over Carson Wentz. When Jalen got hurt in 22 or 21, I guess it was, I thought he was the better option over Gardner Minshew. Last year, I thought he was the better option over Kenny Pickett or Tanner McKee. I'm not sure he's their best option. So I'm going to let him play on Sunday. And if he plays well, we keep going. If he doesn't, benching him for me is on the table. 215-592-9494. Arshil Kapadi was on with the morning show. Here is what he said when presented with this question. And the idea, is it on the table as this season goes down the stretch?
I don't think so. No, not this season. That to me, that's going to have long-term implications and ramifications, and we are talking about the guy who I just think you give him as long a leash as there is here. You know, he last year after week 14, the passing game was broken, and then in the playoffs, in the NFC Championship game, in the Super Bowl, he had maybe his 2 best games of the season. I'm not saying that's going to happen again. Listen, I don't have a bunch of positives from the film on offense for you. It doesn't look good. They're not playing well. We all see it with our own eyes. But I think when you pay a guy that kind of money, when he comes through for you and gives you the second Super Bowl in franchise history, you're not benching him the next year. I think it's an offseason, and I don't even think it's going to happen in the offseason.
All right, so Shio Kapati with you.
That's the reality. Yeah. Like, this is where this.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Disconnect comes because we're treating this like it's a college football team. It's not. And the things that you have to realize and understand that there's a monetary value tied to him.
So for now, like,
yeah.
So Jalen Hurts has, next year is the last year he has guaranteed money left on his deal.
Yes.
If you gave Howie and Jeff truth serum right now, do you think they're sure they're going to pay him again?
No.
So then that's it. If they don't know they're going to pay him again, then to me anything's on the table.
Yeah, but
because what's the money left?
But
there's not guaranteed money left.
Again, you give him because of what he's done in the past, and I know people don't hear that because they don't like to hear about the past.
I don't like that.
But the past matters.
Mm.
You give him all the rope that he can to try to work himself out of this.
Yeah, I think the past matters in football less than any sport.
It matters in football. The past, what you've done, your accomplishments. Why do you think Aaron Rodgers still in the league? Why do you think Aaron Rodgers still doing what he's done? He's only won the one Super Bowl.
But I'm not saying Jalen Hurts has to go retire, but the Packers said goodbye to Aaron Rodgers because he's not the quarterback.
Aaron Rodgers
he was.
Is still playing. They moved on from Aaron Rodgers because he's doing the same thing that they're saying Jalen's doing.
Well, I know. But,
and they had to move on at some point.
Well, just use Rodgers. I'm with you on Rodgers. But why is he no longer the Packers quarterback? If the pass matters, he'd still be their quarterback. They said, you're no longer our best option. What you did, he won four MVPs. Four MVPs of the league, and they said, you're not our best option anymore.
I don't think Jalen's there yet. I hear what you're saying. It's the same parallel to me. They got tired of his antics the same way they did with Brett Favre. But I don't think Jalen's there yet.
Let's use the Eagles, though. The Eagles moved off of two quarterbacks that got them to the Super Bowl. Nick Foles won the Super Bowl. Like, we used Super Bowl MVP last year. Didn't Nick Foles win the Super Bowl MVP? He wasn't even the starting quarterback the next season.
I wasn't here for that, but he wasn't the starting quarterback because Carson Wentz was still here, correct?
Right, but I made the case that he's the better quarterback on the team.
No, and Carson Wentz that year, like, again, I wasn't here. But wasn't Carson Wentz on an MVP caliber season before he got hurt?
But then he got hurt.
But no, but he was on MVP caliber season.
But my point is, the next season, my eyes told me the better quarterback was Foles. They still let
in
Wentz
a small
play most
sampling size, Joe. And you never lose your job. You're never supposed to lose your job in NFL to injury.
It happens every week.
You're not supposed to.
But
I know it happens, but you're not supposed to, especially at that position. Because when you look at what Carson did, and I'm not, you know, banging the drum for Carson. I'm just telling you how the system works. He's the one that makes the most money. He was the guy that, if he wouldn't have got hurt, he probably would have been an MVP of the league that year. And that's why they went back to him. It's regardless of what Nick Foles did. And I know Nick Foles is a legend here in the city. And I know people get mad when you talk about it. But the reality is Nick Foles didn't do anything anywhere else he went.
But Jalen's only done something here. My point is, the Eagles have won with two quarterbacks. There are two MVP quarterbacks, Jalen Hurts and Nick Foles. Few people in the NFL thought were anything special when they came out of college. This is an Eagles thing. They don't win because the quarterback. They win because they're the Eagles. They win because they have a great organization. I just, I think the organization's got to come first. The quarterback is not above the organization. That's where I'm at. 215-592-9494. Is it on the table for you? Hugh, I have no idea where people are going to come down on this today. Yesterday, everyone was angry.
Oh, no, they want him back.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see where it comes down today. Kyle, what are you feeling on this as we have reached the crossroads of the Jalen Hurts era?
No, you're just a hater. You hate Jalen Hurts. Mm-hmm. Yep. Don't like him as a person.
Oh, that's
yeah, that's all. I think we got an answer to a very pressing question on Monday night, because everybody all season was wondering, or, you know, had opined that the problem with this offense is that Nick Sirianni and Kevin Bitullo have no idea what the hell they're doing.
They can't scheme.
They don't know how to scheme people open. They don't know how to design an offense. We got the answer to what was really going on Monday night, because I think Bitullo and Sirianni said, okay, you know what? F it. Here you go.
That's what they said.
Here you go.
Here's
the offense you've wanted. It's over the middle stuff, all that. And you know what happened? The quarterback couldn't do it. He turned the ball over 5 times.
Yeah, that's what happened.
In the game. We got the answer to what's going on, why this offense has looked so bad. And it's because it's the offense that the quarterback has wanted to run. They're building the offense around the strengths of the quarterback. So if Jalen, like, I'm not benching Jalen Hurts this week, right? I give him the Raiders game, and, you know, beyond that, we'll see. But look, this is about as easy of a game offensively as we should have the rest of the season against the Raiders. We should kill the Raiders, right? If we're really the team that we thought we were, or that Vegas thinks we are, we're -11.5 favorites, which seems crazy.
Which is wild.
Right. Yeah. But, like, I'll tell you what, man, if things look this bad again against the Raiders, everything should be on the table. Because I think at that point, you got to get real with yourself. This team's not going deep into the playoffs. If they look bad against the Raiders, they're not winning the Super Bowl. They might not win a playoff game. So at that point, you need answers for how to move forward in the future.
Yeah, well, that was 2020, right? When they sat Wentz down, they needed to inform themselves, we have the second round pick in Hurts. Can he play at all?
Right.
And then they found out he could.
So the answer might not be Tanner McKee. It probably isn't. But you need to know if the answer is not Jalen Hurts, because what they have right now is a Super Bowl caliber roster. We just saw them win a Super Bowl last year.
Yep.
They can't waste this. They're the second youngest team in the NFL. Like, this window, like, they need to capitalize on this window as much as they possibly can. So if things go badly this week, everything should be on the table. They need answers as to how to move forward with this roster.
I agree. 215-592-9494. The ironic thing to me about this whole thing is Jalen Hurts got his opportunity on this same conversation 5 years ago. Hugh, this town did not want to bench Carson Wentz. He had earned the right to finish the season. The only reason Jalen Hurts got his shot was because they put he was the backup. He was Tanner McKee. He was the guy that was behind the quarterback that was making a ton of money, who at one point was the highest paid quarterback in the history of pro football. He got his shot because they said this quarterback is holding us back. 215-592-949. Let's go to the phone lines here on all of this. Is Jalen Hurts, is sitting him down, is benching him on the table for you at any point this season? It is for me. He starts Sunday. After that, if he doesn't play well Sunday, I'm pulling the plug. Let's go to Chuck in Tampa. Hey, Chuck.
Hey.
Hey, Chuck.
The biggest problem on this team is that wide receiver. There is a divide in that locker room, and nobody's addressing it. And I agree with you. He had a bad game the other night. Why isn't anybody addressing what that guy did? Dropping passes, not blocking downfield.
Well, because you can't unsee 5 turnovers.
Yeah.
That's the biggest.
Also, Chuck, we've talked all year about the wide receiver. I mean, like, the game Monday was the quarterback's fault.
I'm not saying it's not his fault, but it's not all his fault.
But when the quarterback is your biggest problem, that's your biggest problem.
Okay, but everybody, you know, what did he – I say you got to let this thing ride out.
Why?
And I think this guy is good enough, and I think he's mature enough that he'll figure it out. And I think he can take us where we got to go again. I think they're going to win these last few games, and I think they're going to be in the championship game. I think they're that good.
Well, and Chuck, if we get good quarterback play, I think we could. I mean, it really, for me, comes back down to that. If we get good quarterback play, you could be right. I mean, if he turns it around and he plays, you know, good football, yeah, they certainly have a chance.
Joe, but he has played good football.
Not for a while. Can we be honest, though, Chuck?
I'm being honest.
Nah, Chuck, this season, I would say, we're trending towards him barely being a top 20 quarterback in the NFL this year.
I have never been in a locker room, but is this locker room divided? It seems like to me that there's a problem.
That's a good question, Chuck, and I can't answer that because I haven't heard anything about it being divided. I know there's probably some people in AJ's camp that believe in what AJ's saying and things of that nature, but I can't speak to that in a definite. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I like Jalen. I've always liked Jalen. I think he's a competitor. I think he's a winner, and I just think people in this town have an axe to grind.
I don't think that's true at all, Chuck.
Yeah, some people have an axe.
Why would anyone have an axe to grind with Jalen Hurts?
Why do they have an axe to grind with anybody, Joe? No, I mean, they don't like him because of who he is. They don't like him because he's the quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles. I believe that, though.
I think more people want to like Jalen Hurts or do like Jalen Hurts than don't like.
I don't believe that for one second.
Okay, axe to grind comes off as like just for no reason don't like him. Like, they might not like his play anymore. I mean, they may think he's not as good as we want him to be. But like, why would someone have an axe to grind with Jalen Hurts?
Joe, I watched the Phillies. The same crap for 3 years. The guy, the main guy on that team gets a pass. Nobody criticizes him on this radio station. A few people, he gets a pass.
I talk bad about him, Chuck, every chance I get.
I don't think that's
that
true.
That high-ass protein powder he's selling.
But, Chuck, you realize the difference, though, right?
What's the difference?
No, what's the difference?
Well, the difference is, Chuck, that, and it's not true anymore, and I've said it, and I'm with you. He deserves criticism now. Like, Bryce Harper's been one of the best players in the league.
Ain't
he's
won
an
MVP.
But that's a team thing. He's won an MVP.
Bryce Harper thing.
Well, yeah, but come on.
But we
realize the difference, right? Like, Bryce Harper's been one of the best players in baseball in a Phillies uniform. Jalen Hurts is not one of the best quarterbacks in pro football. Like, how is this hard to see?
He was number two last
Joe.
Year.
He wasn't.
He was.
Joe.
Oh, my God. Chuck.
I watched Joel Embiid quit on the 76ers in that Boston series.
Yeah, I think Joel's a regular season player. I don't. Chuck, here's my frustration. It's whataboutism. Why are you bringing up Bryce Harper and Joel Embiid in a gym? Because it's sensitivity.
Won anything, Joel.
The team won, Chuck. No, the team won, Chuck. Stop, man.
No.
The team won. I am with you that Bryce Harper deserves criticism for the player he became this year. He declined. I'm with you. Joel Embiid has been a loser in big moments and expresses loser energy. I've said that for years, Chuck. It doesn't excuse Jalen's decline. That's my frustration with the Bryce and Joel conversation. It's separate. Like, I'm not going to defend Jalen Hurts and the play I saw the last month because Bryce Harper isn't as good as he used to be. Do you realize, like, how it's not part of the conversation?
It is part of the conversation.
Not.
When you come on this, I listen to the radio station, when I listen to the radio station every day and he gets a pass. But then Jalen has a couple of bad games. We got to get rid of him. We got to put this other guy in.
No, this one
he's
bad.
Gone and this, that, and the other. It's ridiculous.
This one was bad.
Yeah, Chuck. Yeah, you remind me and Chuck good phone call. You're the same guy, I'm sure, that called in and said Carson Wentz deserves more time. Like, some people can see what's in front of them, and some people bury their head in the sand. Like, that's what this is. We did this already. Does anyone have any recall? Are our brains all fried from social media? Does anyone have recall? We've done this with Wentz. Do you know Nick Foles got it? You know how Nick Foles got in? How did Nick Foles get in, everyone? They took Michael Vick off the field. Does anyone realize how all these Eagles quarterbacks get on the field? Someone gets benched. I don't know if Tanner McKee could play. But I do know there is a standard of play in the NFL at the quarterback position when you're trying to win football games. And because he was good in the past is a ridiculous argument.
And he's won football games.
All have won football games, Hugh. Michael Vick was once an elite player, and then Nick Foles became better. Carson Wentz was once an MVP candidate, and Nick Foles and Jalen Hurts became better. I don't care Jalen Hurts was good for two games last January. It doesn't matter today.
I think for Jalen, it's a come to Jesus moment because he had one of his baddest games. He had the worst game you could possibly have.
as a quarterback.
He did.
And you're going to be all right over there, partner?
No.
It's going to be all right, man. We got a game, Sonny. This too shall pass.
Got a lot of
brother.
Show left. A lot of show left.
No, this you, will pass. What you, won't pass is what about Joel Embiid? See, I don't give a bleep about Joel Embiid right now.
Get that dump button ready, baby.
I don't care about Joel Embiid today.
I don't give a
shit. Here's the reality.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't.
This is on Jalen as far as how he wants to handle this. Because you have to evolve. The one thing that I've said about Jalen since I've been sitting in this chair is that you have to evolve. And it feels like from all the outside chatter and what we've heard and, you know, the fact that you've hijacked this offense, that you're comfortable in the way things, the status quo.
Yeah.
You can't be. Especially when you know that teams are watching film.
Well, you know how you can be reminded that you can't be comfortable?
Yes, the Sunday Monday was a reminder.
No, I think sitting down on the bench and watching another quarterback play.
That's not an option.
It sure is.
$50 million, Joe.
Carson Wentz was the most expensive quarterback in NFL history. They sat him down.
50 of them things, Joe.
Eagles history tells me that doesn't matter. 215-592-9494. All right, is benching Hurts on the table at any point for you? Or does he get the whole season regardless of what happens? He doesn't get the whole season for me. All right, Nick Sirianni asked this morning by DeCameron Ritchie about this exact thing. We'll let you hear his answer, plus what Jeff McClain said about his recent report about Hurts. All coming up. Midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know what's funny? I feel like this commercial I'm about to read is germane to this conversation that we're having because my partner over here is not getting a good night's sleep. So you can't expect to handle a long drive or a long work day starting every morning in bad field position, Joe. A worn-out mattress will do you that way fast. It'll just make you feel all ornery like you're feeling this morning. Lucky for you, the Mattress Warehouse semi-annual warehouse clearance event is happening right now with warehouse-wide savings up to 60%. That's up to $800 off the top brand names that we all know and love. And, Joe, you can score a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. With Queen mattresses starting at $179.99, Mattress Warehouse has a mattress for everybody and every budget. Whether you're upgrading to your own mattress or just getting the house ready for when the guests come over for the holidays, let Mattress Warehouse exclusive bed match diagnostic system take the guesswork out of choosing the next mattress for you. You'll find the perfect fit backed by 100% comfort guarantee plus 0% interest financing, free day, next day delivery, and the Mattress Warehouse signature 1-year lowest price guarantee. Take it from me. Why shop anywhere else? Visit MattressWarehouse.com to find a location near you. MattressWarehouse.com, MattressWarehouse.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.